Hi, and welcome to part two of week seven of Pandemics. This week, we are speaking to the other two Buffalo Jewish Federation interns, Hannah Slobotkin and Ben Wolfson. In this episode, you will hear from Ben, a rising senior at the University of Michigan. Ben, welcome. Thank you for being here. So the first question is, what is your past and current involvement with the Buffalo Jewish community?
Yeah, so I've been involved with the Buffalo Jewish community for really as long as I can remember. I was born and raised in Buffalo, started at what was formerly Temple Beth Am Hebrew School, which is now Congregation Shir Shalom, of course. So I was went to Hebrew school there. I was a TA there when I was in high school. Also, when I was in high school, I was involved in Hebrew High, and I graduated in 2017, and now it's kind of come full circle that I'm an intern with the Center for Jewish Engagement and Learning.
As an intern, what kind of stuff have you been working on?
I've been working on a variety of different programs that we're working on this summer. Obviously, it's been a much different summer than anyone could have anticipated. And when I agreed to do this internship in January, I envisioned a much different internship than what's actually happened. But it's been a very interesting summer, full of a lot of curveballs and things that we're just kind of trying out and just to see what happens in this interesting and bizarre world that we're living in right now. So I've worked on some teen programs, one of which last month was about social justice and advocacy surrounding the protests that were inspired by the murder of George Floyd. And then we're working on some more programs. There's one this week for teens to be, we're doing an in-person gathering, which has a lot of challenges, but has been interesting to try to put together in a safe way. And then we're working on some other stuff that will be announced soon for the end of the summer. So it's been, every day is totally different. And I've been really excited to be working on so many different things this summer.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So since you've graduated from Hebrew High and you've gone on to the University of Michigan, how has it been navigating your Judaism since you've entered college?
I think that's a really good question. I think going to college has been an interesting part of my Judaism. I don't know if I put that in the best way, but it's kind of the first time where you're kind of on your own with your own, your religion and how involved you want to be in Hillel or in Chabad or any other Jewish organizations is kind of totally up to you. And for me, it was really important to keep some connection to my Judaism. So I got involved in Hillel. I was an engagement intern for Hillel my sophomore year. I was a mentor for freshmen through Hillel this past school year. And I haven't been the most involved person in Hillel by any means, but I always like to have some sort of involvement, to have some sort of link to my Judaism while I'm at school, when a lot of times things get really hectic with work and if there's finals and papers and anything else going on, to try to have some sort of Jewish aspect that I can keep in touch with my Judaism even while there's a lot of crazy things going on and everyone's super busy.
I can totally resonate with what you're saying. At Wisconsin, being involved with Chabad, even if it's just going to, you know, Friday night dinners and seeing mm-hmm. familiar faces who I might not be super close friends with, but have just become part of this Chabad community, and having just a taste of Judaism has been really grounding, I think, for the college experience, because it can be overwhelming at different points.
I totally agree.
So what recipe did you bring today to share with everyone?
I'm really excited about the recipe that I have for today, because it's something that actually my mom just made very recently, and it was so good. And yeah, I'm very excited to share it. The official title that I'm looking at this recipe is called Julie's Eclair Cake, and you might be asking who Julie is. And that's for this is for a recipe book from Heim Elementary School, I believe in 2004 when I was in kindergarten. And everybody, I guess, would bring a recipe and they turned it into a recipe book. And this eclair cake, which is maybe like the easiest cake you could ever put together, is from Julie. So I want to thank Julie for bringing this awesome eclair cake into my life. It r literally consists of four ingredients. You need pudding, which we bought like pre-made, but if you want to be ambitious and do like the instant pudding mix, you can also go for that. There's graham crackers, which are an essential part, whipped cream or Cool Whip or any variety of whipped topping, as it says in the recipe, and then either chocolate syrup or chocolate frosting. We use chocolate frosting, but chocolate syrup would probably do the exact same thing.
Thank you, Julie. That's so funny.
Thanks, Julian.
Thank you. This is sponsored by Julie. That sounds really, really good. You touched on this a little bit, but why did you choose this recipe to share?
Well, this recipe, I think, does a lot of things. Number one, and most importantly, it's just like very delicious and it's just so good. It's one of those things that like once you start eating it, like you just don't want to stop eating it. It's not as like heavy as a real cake, but it's kind of feels like a cake, especially once those graham crackers kind of get a little bit softer and kind of if you kind of mush it all together, then it kind of feels like a cake, but a lot lighter. And then for me, as somebody that doesn't have a lot of cooking chops and certainly doesn't really have a lot of baking chops either, having a recipe that is very, very hard to mess up, because if you do, it's still going to be delicious, is always a good thing for me. And I think that this recipe is great for anybody, in any sort of situation. If you want a quick dessert, just for it doesn't have to be for any kind of occasion. Pull it out just because you had a hard Wednesday and now it's time to make a little pudding cake and then you have a treat at night. And I just think it's a very simple, delicious recipe to boil it down into a short sentence. You don't even need to turn on the oven. You don't need to touch the oven. You don't even really need to look at what the recipe calls for in terms of like how much of each thing you need. Because really, it's basically, in my mind, kind of a blank canvas to go crazy and, put as much in it as you want. If you want to add like chocolate chips, I think that would be a great addition, or M&M's, something like that. So really, this is a recipe that has a lot of room to be creative, play around with, and you can't mess it up.
Those are all the questions that I have for you, but is there anything that you want to add?
Yeah, I guess I just want to thank everyone on the CGL team, Mike, Miriam, and Susan, for making me feel so included, and really allowing me to learn and grow a lot this summer, even in the first half of my internship. And it's been a really, really amazing experience. So I'm super thankful to them. And I guess I'm just also thankful to Julie for giving me this awesome eclair cake that I'm probably going to go eat more of right after we hang up.
That's all I have, Ben. Seriously, thank you so much again. Like,
Thank you, Leah. You ask the hard-hitting questions, so I
I'm
appreciate it.
excited for people to hear the recipe. It sounds really good. And it's so
Yeah,
easy. It's
thank
just like
you.
what everyone needs right now. It's just no thinking, but delicious.
Literally no thinking required. Go crazy, add whatever you want to it, and yeah, it's just fun. It's just a fun recipe. What else can you say?
Thank you, Ben, again, and thank you all for listening. If you haven't heard part one, make sure to check out Hannah's satisfying vegan dish. See you next week.